From the garden island of Kauai, greetings of love from soul to soul, spirit to spirit. Behind the flow of time called 1987, something wonderful is happening. A new broom of truth is sweeping away the old consciousness of dying flesh. We are learning that death, disease, and sickness are not part of our real life. In the enlightened consciousness now forming among us, we are stepping out of the prison of mortal bodies into new dimensions of life, new dimensions of freedom, totally unknown to mortal minds. So for us, 1987 is the year of Omnichrist, realized, experienced, demonstrated. In this year of purification, challenge, and new realization, we move towards self-existence. The union of soul, spirit, and eternal life. This is an inner transformation. And to achieve it, we must open our souls to higher mystical truths, which can lead us beyond the boundaries and limitations of the divided human consciousness. We are reaching out for freedom, the freedom which was and is the legacy given to us from God. We were given a life that never ends, an immortal life, and our body is the temple of the living God. We were given the kingdom of God within us, which is life eternal, and which can never leave us. We were given a life that no man or no material force can take away from us. We were given eternal freedom from lack, from limitation, from sickness, disease, and death. And we were told that this eternal life, this divine kingdom of life, has already come. We were told with deeds performed by Christ on this earth that eternal life is on earth within every man and every woman. And that eternal life is the pure consciousness of God in man. Where is it? Why has the human race failed to fulfill its own destiny? Where is the freedom that we were given? If we are images of God, Why is half the world impoverished? Living under shadows of fear and ignorance. What sinister forces have isolated us from the kingdom of heaven on earth? One word comes to mind. One word sums up the mystery of all human problems. That word is hypnosis, which in the Greek means sleep. And during that hypnosis, man tries to build a life and a world and a continuity between his ankles and his head. This human sleep has another name. It is called mortal me. Mortal me here and God over there. And that is two, not one. And that divided consciousness separates mankind from God, from reality, from all that true man really is. It is in this division that the hypnosis of the world begins. God and I are two. This is the universal sleep, the universal hypnosis, which causes all death, all so-called sin, disease, all sickness. This false division can be conquered. And the miracle of God's living presence can and will reveal itself to you and to me and to this world in every aspect of our true divine life. But as long as man believes that his life is different than God's life, he is living apart from God. No matter what form of religion, philosophy, or psychology he pursues, the separated consciousness destroys itself. It sees matter where spirit is. It sees time where eternity is. It sees division where one is. It sees many separated, finite forms called persons, where one unseparated infinite life is. It sees evil where perfection is. It sees a finite me where the infinite I am is. This divided consciousness prays, but not to God. It prays to a concept called God. And the division continues until the false lifespan of mortality flickers fades, and dies. This year, for one full year before the 1988 seminar in San Diego, we will break many of the false barriers that have deprived man of his divine freedom. Awakening to our perfect divine life here and now is transition. You don't go anywhere. You simply awaken. This is the fulfillment of our spiritual heritage. And it is a secret path that now invites us to put on the immortal robe of immortality now. The robe of Omnichrist. Please join me in a brief silence. To prepare us for very special inner instruction. Let peace enter your consciousness. Let the infinite light of your own divinity pour through your soul. Time is no more. It never was. We stand in the city of Cana in Galilee. People are excited. Jesus of Nazareth has come from Judea to Cana. The word is buzzing around that something unusual is in the wind. You remember, this is the same city where Jesus changed water to wine. Tales of his remarkable powers are spreading like wildfire here throughout the entire city. Men are saying, is he the Messiah? Is he God's chosen? Will he liberate man from the yoke of our oppression? Through the crowd strides a nobleman. He approaches Jesus. His voice is filled with grief. Sir, come down ere my child die. The crowd stiffens. The eyes of the nobleman are pleading for the recovery of his son, who is at the point of death, many miles away. He is putting his son's life into the hands of a stranger. A stranger whom he thinks and hopes walks with God. Anxiously now he waits for the great man to come with him, to accompany him home, and to dissolve the specter of death. What happens? Jesus does something simple but startling. He does not pause to pray. He does not ask the nobleman, "What sickness is causing your boy's death? How long has he been suffering? What do the doctors say about him?" And in fact, Jesus does not go to the nobleman's home. He stands right there and simply says, "Go thy way. Thy son liveth." But that's only part of the unusual event. Instantly, the shadow of death releases the boy miles away. And at that instant, his recovery begins. This is later verified by the nobleman himself. When he returns home, his servants run out and greet him, shouting, "Your son is alive." And he says to them, "Of what time, at what time, did my son begin to recover?" And they say, "At the seventh hour." And this is the very time, the precise moment, when Jesus said to the nobleman, "Thy son liveth." What have we derived from that marvelous teaching? To the material sense of theology and religious leaders, we have witnessed a demonstration of supernatural healing by Jesus Christ. And in this narrow, ungodly, superficial misunderstanding of an earth-shaking spiritual event, for 19 centuries, the human race has been deprived of the sacred, liberating Christ truth. That is destined to reveal the full glory of heaven and divine man on earth. The physical mortal eye of man sees three forms, three characters: Jesus, the healer; the nobleman, the father; the son, dying. These are the three characters in the human drama. But to the mystical eye of spiritual man, only the invisible Christ stands there where the three physical forms appear. And to the mystical eye of Jesus, the enlightened one, there are neither three forms there nor hundreds of forms swirling about watching this drama. To Jesus, the enlightened Christ, only God is present. Please remember that in your enlightenment, you will discover the simple but awe-inspiring truth. As far as human eyes can see, on all planets, in all galaxies, between the oceans, on land and sea, and in the air, throughout all the four elements, through time and space, today, only God is present. This is the truth revealed on that day. Three forms, but one God. One invisible, undivided Christ self. And that truth is only the beginning of the full meaning of this revolutionary divine revelation. Christ is solving the riddle by opening new levels of understanding about life and death. And as this event unfolds, the underlying meanings rise to the surface until one breathtaking truth shines as an open pathway to eternal life. Beyond the wildest dreams of any mortal on this earth, bold and luminous, it stands before us, a divine dispensation from God the Father to God the Son. Perhaps we will understand it best if we first look from the eyes of metaphysics. Jesus represents I am. But remember this, Jesus represents the omnipresent I am. The meaning of that must clarify. The nobleman represents the authority of the human mind. The son who is dying represents all mortality. Unable to prevent the death of mortality, the human mind turns to the immortal I am. So here Spirit is saying to you and to me, the surrender of your mortal mind to the immortal I am begins the interior process that eliminates your death and transforms you from mortality to divine immortality while on earth. In a moment, we will trace this surrender within ourselves. But first, observe. We are not told why the son of the nobleman is dying. And when Jesus is asked by the nobleman to save his son from death, he does not ask what sickness is causing the boy's death. Medically, you see, we think of death as caused by physical problems, cancer, heart disease, accident, stroke, old age. But we are dead wrong. These are not the primary causes of death. These are physical symptoms, and we accept them as causes. But these symptoms are the result of a still higher cause. Christ Jesus is not about to overcome death from a specific illness, but rather he is shattering the illusion of death on earth in its totality from any cause. He is actually exposing that there is only one cause of all death on earth, one cause of death. And he is also showing us how this one cause can be eliminated. Now Christ comes to the deepest mystical teaching in Scripture. He already knows why the boy is dying. He knows that the generic cause of all human death is not a mystery to God, and he knows how to remove that cause whenever it appears in time before him. I do not believe that publishers will dare to print this truth in medical journals or print it on the blackboards of schools across the world or print it in national magazines or in daily newspapers. I do not believe ministers will proclaim it from the pulpits of churches, because the truth is too shocking. And that absolute truth is this: separation from God. Separation from God is the one primal, quintessential cause of all human death on this earth. Remove separation from God and you will wipe out cancer and every disease, every disaster, every dysfunction, every form of destruction on this planet. Christ proved it. Christ taught that when mortal mind surrenders to the omnipresent I am, death is transcended. Christ demonstrated every man can determine his own death or eternal life by separation or oneness with I am. In John 4, verses 46 to 53, you will see that Jesus specifically does not go to the house of the nobleman. He never sees, he never touches the dying boy. And yet the boy instantly begins his recovery. This is the demonstration of the mystical Christ method for removing all death from all human experience. Now we must extract the full meaning of this spiritual method used by Christ to save the nobleman's son from death. We do it by starting in the deep silence of my peace. Where we too surrender mind to I am. Omnipresence is the secret. The omnipresent I is the secret method of living, healing, and harmony taught by Christ. This is the path of salvation. I am is the invisible self of mankind. It is the universal Christ. It is the life and spirit of all men and women on this earth. When I am overshadows your human consciousness, you are Christed, anointed by the Holy Spirit. Your mortal identity is swallowed up. You are no longer finite, confined to a physical form, or subject to death. You are the realized life of God. The difference between when this happens and before it happens is that in both cases you are that life. Before the anointing, you mouth it. After the anointing, you are it and you know it. Then wherever God is, you are. And you know that too. When the I am takes over your life, and you know your life is the life of God, you must also know that the I am is omnipresent, and therefore the I am of you is the I am of every human being. When you attain I am consciousness, the I am of you knows itself in everyone. Perhaps at first the change is frightening. but it is gently controlled. You see, it is death without dying. Your me self is eclipsed. Your me world falls away. There are no longer hard and fast separations between your form and your environment. No longer does your human ego serve as the master of your life. It vanishes. I am is the new resident manager. It takes a little getting used to. All reactions fight to survive. But gradually, I am rises, mortality diminishes, and you realize that the crucifixion and the resurrection unfolding in your consciousness was once predicted on a scaffold in Golgotha. When Christing overcame Jesus, he realized that I am the only self in the universe. I am omnipresent life, omnipresent spirit, the undivided infinite expressing. I am the self of all men. I am not a white Christ or a black Christ. I am not a male Christ or a female Christ. I am the immortal Spirit of God. I am the Father in me, one, undivided, eternal, I am being. This was the Christ consciousness that the nobleman approached when he turned to Jesus for help. His son was dying prematurely because the human consciousness is separated from I am. The father of the boy, unknowing that he and his son are the omnipresent I am, is equally separated from his own immortal identity. So he and his son are yielding to the material law of mortal identity. The nobleman does not know when he turns to Jesus that I am stands there. And so he says to I am, come to my house, save my son. But you see, I am already is his son. And I am knows it. I am is the life and the spirit of his son. So I am does not go to his house, because I am is already there. And because the life of I am is eternal, Christ, I am, turns to the nobleman and says, thy son liveth. In this brief episode, we have a miniature demonstration of world salvation. Same demonstration was made at Nain, and again at Bethany, when Lazarus was raised from the tomb. The I Am in Jesus realized the omnipresent I Am in Lazarus. As the spirit, the life, the self of all men. As the Omnichrist everywhere. Everywhere you look, no matter what you see, Omnichrist action must be taking place because only Christ is there. Where you see death, life is. Where you see germs, termites, the horrors of radioactive missiles threatening to snuff out human life, remember, Omnichrist is everywhere. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof. Omnichrist perfection is your experience when you surrender your temporary mortal selfhood to the omnipresent Christ which indwells the total human race. We are going to rest a moment in the silence and find a new level of our own being. We will begin with the awesome truth that only God is here, that God truly is all. And we will stand momentarily in the shoes of I Am, as Jesus did, knowing. I am the only self. All form, all mortality is the hypnosis of the human mind. Only infinite spirit is here. Only eternal life is here. There are no good forms and there are no evil forms. Death is but an illusion of the false mortal sense. We dwell in reality. We step out of all time illusions, for I am is timeless. We stand in eternity. We stand before an invisible door. We have stepped out of the door of mortality. It is behind us in time that never was. We stand free. Omnichrist is happening across the universe. The activity of Christ everywhere is the reality unseen by human eyes. The earth is the Lord's.